What's that have to do with today? Well, see, the Bible is alive. It's about today. It's about every day. And that's what makes the Bible eternal. It's true for all days, at all times, in all situations. And people have been saying this for years. The 24 hours in a day are not enough because there's too much to do. Do you ever feel that way? Especially at Thanksgiving time? Do we have enough courses? Will there be enough to eat? There's always too much to eat. Too many courses. And of course, have you seen the Christmas decorations already? You know, when they start putting up Christmas advertisement, that usually happens the day after 4th of July now. One of the tricks of Satan is to keep you so busy with stuff that's not important that you miss the purpose of your life. See, last week we had Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is going to be coming. And that's what we're waiting for. He is the one who has conquered death. You who have been baptized, you will not stay dead, but will be raised to eternal life. And until that moment when that happens, are you going to fill your life with what present should I buy? What things should I make ready? While ignoring, who am I? What does God want me to do? And it's so easy to be on autopilot. Have you ever done this? Did you ever do that? And you get other people looking up? Oh, that is so much fun. You get 40, 50, 60 people looking up just because you went. So imagine the billions of dollars spent on advertising to get people's eyes on anything except Jesus Christ. So the first Sunday of the first day of the new church year is, wake up! I had this wonderful, terrible, experience with the ministerium of the North Hills where we would gather once a month, and at one of the congregations, the pastor, after we had a little luncheon, said, I have a man in the church. He worked for one of the big, corporations there at the Golden Triangle. He's been retired now for several years, living on a small pension of maybe $400,000 or $500,000 a year. Multi-millionaire kids have been sent through the best colleges. And for the last several years, even though he had worked 7 days a week promoting his corporation and it getting richer and stronger, and he is on a solid footing. After he'd been in the church, where he hadn't come to the church because he was so busy at work for years, for decades, he came to me and said, you know what, I have all this accomplished. I see now I have wasted my life. Now that I have had a day, a week, to serve God, to see what life was really about. It became a vision to me of what my life could have been and what I could have done for God's kingdom. I hope that's what's burning inside you, that you are here because God has chosen you, that you are each unique, wonderful, delightful, even Buffalo. Be wasted. Because other things are much more important. Will Aaron do well or not? Yeah, maybe that's important. Wake up. You've been given one life. Now, there's this side thing there in the gospel about two people. One will be taken, one will be left. Have you known families where one child's really committed to God and the gospel and the other child isn't? They rebel and go their own way. How does that happen? The same parents. Maybe that's what's being talked about in the gospel. Even some people use that to say that's the rapture. You know, realize what would happen when the rapture, if a rapture was as they understood it? All Christians are gone? Where'd they go? The rest of the folks just might go, well, I guess Jesus is real. But you already know that Jesus is real. He is the Son of God, and that's what we're getting ready for. And that's what we start with this. And where does it begin? See, we have the two strangest readings there in the celebrate this morning. One is from Isaiah. Who cares about Zion is the highest place? I mean, did it ever excite you when your parents would say, let's go to church? Did it? It did when I knew that there was going to be a dinner after the service. Because you know the old joke, right? How does a Lutheran get to heaven? Bring a covered dish. But I digress. I should have stopped it. Wake up, and that would have been enough for the sermon. Please, you are so precious. That's why Jesus died for us. That's what I want us to do in this season of Advent and beyond, to grow as God's children, because the royal blue, royalty is coming. He's coming for you, so that your life is meaningful, so that you give God's grace, love, forgiveness to others, because you have been forgiven. Some people get it, some people don't. One will be taken, one won't be. You've been baptized in Christ. God has made it secure. I'm not letting you go. You can have your doubts, you can have your pains. The end will come when you don't expect it, but that's okay. You're going to be, and you have been, with Jesus. Amen.